But the big story, though, Shorey, is Carlton. They're expected to beat North Melbourne. Their season was still flickering, but they were defeated by 39 points. And the pressure comes on David Teague, the Blues coach. And he was put under the pump after the game with the media asking him questions. He was asked whether he was concerned about his own job, given its unlikely loss and now probably not playing finals. This is what David Teague had to say post-match today.
I have absolute belief in this group. I think there's a lot more. I think we've seen some growth over the last period, and today was really disappointing because it didn't follow that trend. So that hurts. That hurts the playing group, the coaching staff, our fans, that we didn't continue. But over the longer journey and where we're going, I have absolute belief in the group. I have belief in the people we have at our footy club that will take us forward. So if the question is, do I have belief? Absolutely. And I'll keep saying it. We've got some work to do. We're not good enough yet, clearly, and that's why we're not playing finals. But going forward, this group will play finals. I'm very confident of that.
So David Teague, he's got belief in the group, but when you've got a review going on, Shorey, that's not an ideal result.
No, it was a pretty ordinary result. But look, let's give credit to North Melbourne. I think North Melbourne's been very competitive all year. Now, Carlton, that's a bad loss in a way. They've always been close to size, probably four-goal margin, as I think KB keeps saying week in, week out. I think David Teague should survive. I really believe that. I think we're too quick about throwing people out. You know, who has to come in then? You've got all that, you know, the problems with trying to get it settled before the end. So I would just think, okay, have the strength of the character as a board to say, you've still got it. You go, you see out your contract to a point where it becomes untenable if that happens next year. But I think he's done enough to get given up another opportunity next year.
I suppose it's all the expectations are. Jack, I mean, where did you think Carlton were going to finish? That's the thing. I don't know many people,
had them in the eight.
I didn't either.
No, I had them ninth, tenth, maybe.
Yeah, I had them a bit lower.
You're right though, Matty. There's times where Carlton have been spoken about like they should be a top four team. They're just not. They're still lacking depth in the midfield. There's so much reliance on Cripps and Walsh, and Cripps played as a forward, which I heard Lloydie talking about today, that he didn't like the look of that and didn't think that Cripps knew where to go. They haven't got bang for buck out of Zach Williams as yet, Shorey. That's been pretty disappointing.
Their rucks are a big issue. You know, rucks are not horrible, but just doesn't, you know, you've got to get quality in there to give them some impetus in their midfield. You know, Mark Murphy's going to be, I don't know, he's got to play three more games for 300. I wonder if he'll get there. He was the sub today and came on. Mm. And, you know, they got beaten, but that's not his fault as such, individual. Yeah.
Well, that's what you do with him. You play him as a sub.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
You either play him and get him through, I think. I don't think there'd be any player there who would worry about that, you know.